公元1642年。
In 1642,
也就是明朝崇祯十五年。
It was the 15th year of Emperor Chongzhen's reign in Ming Dynasty.
一个叫帕斯卡的人
，A man named Pascal，
发明了最早的纯机械计算器。
Invented the first mechanical calculator.
但那时候还只能做加减计算。
But at that time, they could only perform addition and subtraction.
到了1873年
，In 1873,
瑞典工程师奥德纳发明了蒸轮式算术器。
The Swedish engineer Odin invented the steam-powered calculator.
那时候他还在俄国圣彼得堡工作。
At that time, he was working in St. Petersburg, Russia.
1920年代
1920s
苏联为了发展经济需要大量计算工具
The Soviet Union needed a large number of computing tools to develop its economy
这时候一个叫费利克斯的大人物
At this time, a big man named Felix appeared
推动了机械计算器的量化生产正在拆掉的
The development of mechanical calculators has led to the decline in demand for their production.
这台就是1957年正式量产的机器。
This is the one that was officially put into mass production in 1957.
它的名字也从此改成费利克斯计算器。今天就把它拆开。
Its name was also changed to Felix Calculator today, and it will be disassembled.
看看这台计算器内部究竟是如何运转的。
Let's take a look inside this calculator to see how it works.
最后再验证一下它的计算能力。
Finally, let's verify its computational ability.
据说计算结果最高可显示。
It is said that the result can be displayed up to a certain value.
13位，最大数值接近10万亿。
13 of the largest values are close to 10 trillion.
现在开始修复。
Now start fixing.
先处理外壳。
First, process the shell.
喷砂可以把外壳上的锈漆和锈迹快速打掉。
Sand can be used to quickly remove old paint and rust from the exterior.
这些凹刻在钢板上的字符
These letters on the steel plate.
即使漆层完全去除，字迹
Even if the 7 layers are completely removed.
依然清晰
Still clear.
结合当时的生产工艺来看
Based on the production process at the time.
它们大概率是一次性压印成型，之后再填入油漆。喷砂。
They are most likely formed by pressing and then coated with paint.
完成后。
After completing.
外壳先喷上一层黑色面漆，漆面固化后。
First, apply a layer of black surface primer to the shell, and after the primer is cured.
再用激光重新刻上机器编号
Re-engrave the machine number with a laser.
最后一道工序是对凹陷的字符重新填入白色油漆到这费利克斯计算器的外壳修复完毕
The final step was to repaint the recessed characters with white paint completing the repair of Felix's calculator
这台机器为什么叫蒸轮式计算器呢
Why is this machine called a rotary calculator?
其实就来源于这九组齿轮。
In fact, it all comes from these 9 gears.
它们就是针轮。
They are needles.
拆开后，你可以看到轮子边缘。
Upon closer inspection, you can see the edge of the wheel.
那些可伸缩部件，看起来像一根根小针。
Those retractable parts look like a bunch of tiny needles.
所以中文翻译成针轮式。最令人意外的是
Therefore, the most surprising thing about translating Chinese into a pinwheel style is
这些配件的状态出乎意料的好。
These accessories are in surprisingly good condition.
除了表面堆积的油污和灰尘
In addition to the surface oil and dust,
并没有明显的磨损和损坏
No obvious wear and tear.
简单清洗后
After a simple cleaning,
各个活动部件依然灵活
All components of the activity are still flexible.
这也能看出当年的制造工艺确实过硬
This also shows that the manufacturing process at that time was indeed excellent.
这九组针轮是计算时输入用的。
These 9 needles are used for calculating time.
所以它最多能输入九个九。
So it can input at most 9 nines.
也就是 9.999 亿。
That is 9.999 billion.
虽然零件质量很好
although the parts are of good quality,
但工作并不轻松
but the work is not easy,
因为它有400多个零件
because it has more than 400 parts,
清洗完成后
after cleaning,
密密麻麻的零件铺满了整个工作台
a dense array of parts covered the entire workbench,
只要装错一个
as long as one is wrong,
都有可能无法正常运转
May not function normally.
面对这一桌零件
In the face of this table of parts,
真正的挑战是接下来的重新组装
The real challenge is the next reassembly.
现在开始安装
Let's start the installation now.
首先安装的是底层框架架子
First, the underlying framework is installed.
两边带有齿轮轴
Both have gear shafts.
每根轴上放入弹簧
Place a spring on each shaft.
用于支撑齿轮
To support the gear.
左边放的是转速计数器
The left side shows the speed counter.
计齿轮右边放的是结果
On the right side of the gear, there is a result.
寄存器齿轮。左边放八个。
8 registers are placed on the left side of the gear.
右边放13个。
Place 13 on the right.
左边负责运算。
Left side is responsible for calculation.
右边显示计算结果。
The calculation result is shown on the right.
所以最大计算结果只能是13位数。
Therefore, the maximum result can only be 13 digits.
现在听起来还是比较抽象。
It still sounds quite abstract now.
待会儿演示的时候再详细说明。
I will explain in detail later during the demonstration.
要不这里先举个例子。
How about I give an example here first?
待会儿演示的时候
When I demonstrate later,
就按照例子操作
Follow the example.
可以看得比较直观
This is very clear and easy to understand.
比如要计算314乘以817
For example, to calculate 314 multiplied by 817.
那么输入314后就开始转动计算齿轮
Then, after entering 3.4, the gears start to rotate and calculate.
第一个齿轮转七圈。
The first gear rotates 7 times.
第二个齿轮转一圈。
The second gear rotates once.
第三个齿轮转八圈。
The third gear rotates 8 times.
八个齿轮依次代表各位十位。
8 gears represent the units and tens digits in sequence.
百位依次类推。
Hundreds, then thousands, and so on.
现在各位已经转了七圈。
The digit in the ones place has turned 7 times.
十位也转了一圈。
10 have also turned around.
还差百位需要再转八圈。
There are still 100 to be transferred, and it needs to go around 8 more times.
最后 我们用手机计算一次，验证一下。
Finally, we use our phones to calculate once to verify.
结果是否正确？
Is the result correct?
你看清了吗？
Can you see it?
现在重新归零。
Reset now.
感谢观看。
Thank you for watching.
下期再见。
See you next time.